Bloomington's police department will soon become the latest police force to equip all of its officers with body cameras. BPD joins Normal and many police departments across the country, recording video of just about every interaction officers have with the public. As GLT's Eric Stock reports, the cameras provide a new level of accountability for police, a more accurate record of events, and a new level of recording and keeping of records for local governments.
When Ken Bay started as a patrolman at the Bloomington Police Department 21 years ago, he recalls jotting down all of his reports by pen on carbon paper.
When I first started, it was handwritten police reports, and I'm not the best script either. So when you make a mistake, you got to start over.
Technology has improved light years for police agencies over the last few decades. Reports are done digitally now, while the emergence of video cameras provides an entire new level of recording, which has its pluses and minuses. Bloomington Police started exploring body cameras 2 years ago under then-Chief Brendan Heffner, on the heels of President Obama's task force report on 21st century policing. Among other things, it called for police departments to increase transparency. Bays is now BPD's assistant chief. He was tasked with implementing the department's newest technology.
It places an independent witness at every contact.
Bloomington recently contracted with Axon, the nation's leading maker of police body cameras, to buy 100 body cams for officers and front and rear cameras for 37 of its squad cars. The department tested Axon and other body camera systems for 5 months before entering into a 5-year deal, costing the city $753,000. Bay says these cameras, no more than 9 square inches in size, have quickly become an invaluable tool for gathering evidence and sometimes gathering witnesses.
Let's say you're going to a crowded bar and there's a fight. It's not uncommon for people to be pouring out as officers are going in. This captures all those faces. And sometimes we know those faces because we've dealt with those faces. So we're able to identify people that we wouldn't necessarily have otherwise identified if something significant occurred.
Bloomington PD sought advice from Normal's police force, which got a head start on the emerging technology. Its neighbors to the north purchased body cameras for its force in the fall after a 2-year pilot project. Chief Rick Bleichner admits not all the officers were on board from the beginning.
Two things that police hate are when things stay the same and when things change. And so I anticipated that, and I try and look at things and from the standpoint of efficiency and effectiveness, and then how is this going to increase officer safety?
Bleichner says he believes body cameras will be standard police equipment within 5 to 10 years. When Normal PD started testing body cameras, patrolman Aaron Rowe, a 6-year member of the force, wanted to be an early adopter.
I was actually okay with it. I was very adamant about trying to become one of the first 6. I just wasn't chosen. When they came, I was absolutely okay with it. I don't think anybody's really shocked that we're wearing them these days.
Officers are required to declare when the cameras have been activated as long as it's reasonable and safe to do so. Sergeant Josh Wilson has been on the police force at Normal for 14 years. He recalls multiple incidents where cameras have captured compelling video that shows suspects resisting arrest.
We described what the suspect was doing, which led to our actions in response. Sometimes we're able to catch those with a body camera so they can clearly see the suspect swing their arms towards us or turning away from us in an attempt to run.
McLean County Sheriff John Sandage says his department has explored body cameras, but says he doesn't have room in the budget now. He says he's noticed many smaller police departments, including Chenoa, Leroy, and McLean, have purchased the cameras. Sandage says he's waiting to see how the cameras play out in Bloomington and Normal. Having a recording of every public interaction can be a valuable tool for police, but it can quickly become a data behemoth, devouring government storage space with a cameras rolling dozens of times a day. BPD Assistant Chief Bays demonstrates how an officer's body camera will activate even if they forget to turn it on during an incident.
These are actually integrate directly with the Axon Taser, product marketing and smartness, right? If I pull this and I turn it on, it just started recording. I didn't touch it.
The cameras are integrated with their tasers and can be integrated with the police car's emergency sirens to turn on when either is activated. The city's contract with Axon comes with unlimited cloud storage. Sabay says storage isn't an issue, and the time it takes for officers to download and upload videos was far less than expected. Bay says it used to take an officer 30 minutes to upload a video. He does the math. Based on the department's average of 82,000 calls for service in a year, only 1 in 10 of those typically leads to a written report, but 80% of those will have some digital evidence. That amounts to more than 6,500 cases a year, producing some digital evidence that will be downloaded and stored.
I watch an officer file 5 different videos from 5 different cases in 30 seconds. The savings is about 4,000 hours a year. So nearly 2 full-time, 40-hour weeks in savings where the officers were. They're already here. It's just what they're doing.
Bay says videos that aren't flagged to be kept as part of an ongoing investigation or criminal case are automatically deleted after 90 days. Otherwise, they're saved for 3 years or longer if needed. Bay notes another benefit. The department can submit videos to the McLean County State's Attorney's Office with the click of a button. The prosecutor's office has its own Axon system, so no longer the need to burn off DVDs and deliver them to the Law and Justice Center. State's Attorney Don Knapp says the digital technology provides an added level of convenience, but he notes each police department in the county uses its own technology, and his office must be adept at collecting and distributing mountains of evidence.
We are very worried about storage. Our IT department has been wonderful. The administrative offices have been wonderful. It comes at a cost.
Knapp says the state's attorney's office has to share all of its evidence with the defense, which requires flexible technology.
In an imperfect world, we'll have 30 or 40 different systems out there that don't talk to each other and don't work with each other. And in a perfect world, we'd only have one, but we're going to have more than one. And I think a good word for it is cumbersome, not impossible.
Knapp says at some point, the state's attorney's office will need additional digital storage. Knapp says he expects the state will eventually mandate all police departments use body cameras as they become more commonplace. The county's top prosecutor worries these videos could create a CSI effect, referring to the popular TV franchise, where jurors will become conditioned to expect video evidence in every case to earn a conviction. That, he says, remains to be seen. I'm Eric Stock.
Bloomington expects to have all of its police officers equipped with body cameras by mid-February.